My friend, God wants us to know this morning that everything we need for a satisfying and fulfilling life has already been provided in Jesus Christ.
Hello and welcome to Living God's Way, coming to you from the Germantown Christian Assembly in the Mount Airy section of Philadelphia. In an age when many are abandoning Christian values, Pastor Brian Grant's expository preaching from the timeless Word of God will remind us that the best way to live is to live God's way. This evening's message is entitled, Unleashing the Power of God. In his continuing series going through the book of Ephesians, Pastor Brian Grant will use as his primary text this evening verses 15 through 21 of Ephesians chapter 1 to bring before us three empowering things God wants us to know. Three things he wants to confirm in our minds and in our hearts that will connect us to the power of God that will supply everything we need for a satisfying and fulfilling life. So if you have your Bibles, we invite you to turn there with us now as we hear from Pastor Grant in the first part of his message. Here now is Pastor Grant.
It was March 18, 1937, and classes at the London School in New London, Texas, were finished for the day. The students were involved in their after-school activities, and a number of the parents had gathered for parent-teachers meeting. Little did they know that something dramatic was just about to happen, because unknown to them, there was a natural gas leak that was happening at the school. And at 3:17 p.m. that day, there was a massive explosion and a fire tore through the building. By the time the smoke had cleared, the school was totally destroyed and 300 people were dead. The town wanted to rebuild, but World War II broke out almost immediately. And after the war ended, the town finally decided to rebuild the school. And with memories of this incredible fire, they wanted to make sure that this new school had the best smoke detection system, the best sprinkler system the world ever knew. And so they did all their research, and they installed in this new school what was regarded as the best sprinkler system in the world. People came from all around to see the school and to see this sprinkler system that was the best money could buy. The town continued to grow, and 7 years later, they decided to expand the school. And while they were doing the expansion at the school, they discovered something that was quite significant. While they were expanding the school, they discovered that the state-of-the-art sprinkler system had never been connected to the water supply. That's something. But what is even more tragic is that God has made his incredible power available to you and I. But the truth is, if we were to examine our lives, there is little evidence that we're connected to the power of God. We've been going through the book of Ephesians, and we're taking our time. There's so much here. But we're going through the book of Ephesians, and one of the things that we have discovered is that God has made amazing provision for all his children. But one of the things I have been sort of constantly pointing out is that even though God has made these amazing provisions, if we don't know what he has provided, we're not going to live in the enjoyment of the provisions. Am I right about it? I'll never forget the first time Cheryl and I went to London. We arrived from Paris very late, and by the time we got to our hotel, they had given away our room. But of course, we had prepaid, and since we had prepaid, they had a responsibility to find us a room. And so they searched all the other hotels in the chain, and the only hotel that had a room was their top-of-the-line five-star luxury hotel. So they sent around the chauffeur-driven BMW, and yes, we were living large. And it wasn't a little 3 series, it was a big boy. We sat in the back, they dropped us off at our five-star luxury. As we stepped into the lobby, we were amazed by the sheer grandeur and luxury of this hotel. The room was all that. But you know, the next morning, we went down for breakfast. And when I saw the breakfast menu prices, I said to Cheryl, We can afford to stay here because we're not paying, but we certainly can't afford to eat here. So we put down the menus and we sneaked out, and we sneaked and found the cheapest greasy spoon restaurant nearby. And every morning we did the same thing. Every morning we left the luxury and found ourselves a nice cheap breakfast. But then one morning Cheryl got sick and she couldn't come. Of course, I slipped out and did my thing. But she, by the time I came back, she had ordered room service. And what an incredible service. Incredible silver trays, roses, incredible china. And I said, oh my goodness, what a bill I'm going to have at the end of the week. You thought I would be more concerned about her or welfare. At the end of the week, I went to pay the bill. I was almost trembling as to what it was going to be. And the gentleman said to me, Mr. Grant, you have no balance. I said, sir, we had room service. I said, I saw your menu prices. We must owe you something. He said in his best British accent, he said, Mr. Grant, breakfast is included with your room. He said, Mr. Grant, the menu prices are for the people who are not staying with us. The breakfast is all included. Can you imagine? Here I was paying for my daily indigestion. An sumptuous buffet was available to me every day, paid for in full. Amen. My friend, God wants us to know this morning that everything we need for a satisfying and fulfilling life has already been provided in Jesus Christ. Oh, I want to make sure you got that. Everything that you need for a satisfying, everything I need for a satisfying and fulfilling life has already been provided in Christ. Young person, you need to hear that. Oh, you see, we're spending our money still. We're still searching for satisfaction. We still are going to the world's greasy spoons and paying good money to find satisfaction when Jesus has taken care of it already. This morning, God has a message for you, because there's some of you this morning. Listen, I know and God knows there's some of you who you can identify, because you really haven't come to find this satisfaction in Jesus. You're still out there trying to find it. Oh, this morning, would to God that you will hear the word of God and respond to the message of God. In the text that was read to us this morning, the Apostle Paul shares with us three important things that God wants us to know. And I'm just going to read again from verse 18 of Ephesians chapter 1, just to help you remember. And here it says in verse 18, as Paul is praying, and he prays that the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you might know what is the hope of his calling. That's number one. Two, that you might know what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. And three, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power toward us who believe? I'm talking this morning about unleashing the power of God. The first thing I want to point out to you here is it says here in verse number 18, it says that you may know what is the hope of his calling. Number one, three things God wants us to know. The power of hope, that we might know the hope of God's calling. I spoke to you the last time, so I'm not going to develop this much this morning. You can get the DVD from 520, May the 20th, or you can watch it online. But suffice it to say, we shared with you that day that one of the most important things that God has done for us is to give us hope. There is power in hope. They tell us the person who has no hope, they're lacking in hope. That person lives a lethargic life. They have little energy. But the person who is full of hope is full of energy, full of life. Somebody once said you can live 40 days without food. You can live 4 days without water. You can live 4 minutes without air. But you can only live 4 seconds without hope. Now that may be an overdramatization, but the point is, without hope we would give up. But I am so glad the God of hope has given me H-O-P-E, hope. Number one, the power of hope. But the second thing that Paul points out here is that we are God's inheritance. In verse 18, he talks about that you may know what is the hope of his calling and what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. The power of God's affirmation, we are God's inheritance. I don't know if that gets you excited, but it certainly makes me excited just to know that God thinks I'm special. Amen. You see, in Ephesians chapter 1, verse number 11, Paul talks about the fact that we have received an inheritance in Christ. But this is not talking about the inheritance we have received in Christ. It's speaking about the inheritance he has received in us. Oh, I hope you don't miss that. It talks about the inheritance in his saints. We are his inheritance. He regards us as special. He thinks we are valuable. Oh, come on now. The God of the universe thinks, despite all your drama and all the problems and all the mess you have gotten yourself into, now that you have come to Jesus, the God of the universe thinks you are something valuable. He thinks you are special. He thinks I'm special. And he affirms me. You are my inheritance. I am affirmed, and I'm telling you, there is power in affirmation. I remember I struggled in math early in my teen years, and everything turned around. I had one teacher. This teacher affirmed me. She made me know she believed in me, and I could do better. And by the end of the year, things had turned around. I'll just leave it there. Things had turned around. The power of affirmation. What a tragedy it is that so many parents don't affirm their kids. You better make sure you're here, fathers. They're going to talk to parents. Listen, the power of affirmation. And dad, mom, you need to affirm your child. They need to hear from your lips how special they are. Am I right about it?
Stay tuned for the conclusion of today's broadcast. To help with your personal walk with God, Pastor Grant has made available printed outlines of today's message with all the scriptures referenced. For your copy, please visit our website, livinggodsway.org, that's livinggodsway.org, or call our office at 215-242-5550. Once again, 215-242-5550. And now, let's return to Pastor Grant for the conclusion of today's message.
But this is not the teacher's affirmation. This is not the parent's affirmation. This is affirmation from the God of the universe. And the God of the universe says, you are special. You know, sometimes we focus so much on our past that we get stuck in a rut. But God's affirmation ought to help us to move from our past and to start embracing the wonderful future that God has for us. Amen? You see, the minute you got saved, the minute you received Jesus Christ as your Savior, God did something that is amazing. Guess what the Bible says? Your sins and iniquities I will remember. Did you hear that? Listen, my friend. I'm talking to somebody here. You're not saved, or you're not sure you're saved. The minute you come and receive Jesus Christ as your Savior, despite what you might have done in the past, God says, your sins and iniquities I will remember no more. They are covered under the blood. And that minute, God starts a dramatic makeover in your life. God starts to do something incredible and amazing in your life that minute you say yes to Jesus. Have you ever watched the show Extreme Makeover? I don't know if it's still on. You might get it in reruns. But in this Extreme Makeover, people would write in and they would pick some family who they thought needed to get a home redone. And the crew would come and, you know, the family would leave for a week or 2 weeks. I don't even remember how long, but it was quick. I used to be blown away. How do they make a house so quickly? And in no time flat, the house was done. And everybody would come back, and they were so excited. Well, I want you to know, my beloved friend, the moment you got saved, God starts a makeover in your life, an extreme makeover. God is actually doing something amazing in your life. Every born-again believer is being made over by the power of God. Here's what it says in Philippians chapter 1, and I'm going to put it on the screen for you. Philippians chapter 1, verse number 6. And the apostle says, I am certain that God, who began the good work within you, will continue his work until it is finally finished on the day when Christ returns. Did you see that? God is doing something in your life. If you know Jesus Christ as your Savior, the Bible is letting us know that God is at work. He has started it, but it ain't going done in a week or two. Amen. He's not going to be finished. The final product is not going to take place until Jesus comes. But God is working, and he's working, and he's working. So my friend, please be patient with me. God is not finished with me yet. I'm a work in progress, so please be patient with me. And I'll be patient with you, because guess what? He ain't done with you either. Amen? But you know, what God is up to is totally different from the show. Because in the show, the family gets to go on vacation. Oh, some of them go to Jamaica, and they come back from Jamaica all excited. Look, we got a brand new house. But God doesn't send you to Jamaica. I'm picking on Jamaica. You know why I'm from there. And where better to go? Tourist board, you can hire me to give you a promo. Where better to go? God doesn't send you to Jamaica. No, you got some work to do. And so here's what it tells us in Philippians chapter 2, verse number 12. And we'll put on the screen for you as well. Philippians chapter 2, verse 12 and 13. It says, therefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. For what? It is, help me read that. For it is what? For it is God who works in you both to will and to do for his good pleasure. Don't miss it. God is working in you. But although God is working, he says you got some work to do. He says work out your own salvation. Now, some people misunderstand, and they said, is God telling me I'm to work for my salvation? No, you can't work for your salvation, because, hallelujah, when we're saved by grace, are we saved through faith, that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. It's all by grace. My friend, you can't get saved because of something you did. It's all by grace. But the minute you get saved, you got work to do, because the minute you get saved, God is doing some work on the inside. Come on now. And here's what he's saying. You need to demonstrate on the outside what God is doing on the inside. Did you get it? God is working on the inside, and you need to work out what God is working in. Folks need to see that God is doing something in you. Let me ask you a question. Do the folks at work, do they see that God is doing something in your life? Do your friends know that God is working in you, because they can see it, because you are working out what God is working in? You say, Pastor, you're wrong about me, because God ain't working in me. I can tell you that for sure. God ain't working. Trust me, God is working in you. You say, how do you know that? Because God says he's working in you, and he cannot lie. He's working in you. The problem is that some Christians are resisting the work that God is seeking to do. Come on now, are you one of those Christians? Are you one of those who is restricting what God is trying to do? Are you one of those Christians who is doing everything not to allow the work of God to be manifested? You see, God is at work. He convicts us of sin. He's urging us to holiness. He's urging us to become more like Jesus. He's at work in us. And my friend, this morning, God is challenging us. He's challenging you. And he's saying, now that I have affirmed you, you ought to demonstrate in your life, you are my inheritance. You are of value to me. You are special. And because you're special, you need to start working out what I am working in. I'm going to ask you this morning, my friend, if you're one of those stubborn, resistant Christians that by the work of the Spirit of God, as he works on your heart, that this morning he may have a breakthrough where you will say, God, I will stop resisting your will. And this morning, God, I'm going to do it your way. Will you do that? the power of hope, the power of God's affirmation. The third, in the passage we just read, you notice what is the third thing it says? And what is the exceeding greatness of his power toward us who believe? The exceeding greatness of his power. Listen, we can access God's exceedingly great power. And as I thought about what to title that, I titled it, The Power of Living Faith. The power of living faith. The power to access God's exceedingly great power. Listen, tell you, this is big stuff. If you're sleeping, wake up now. Because this is big stuff. You know, this is so big that the Apostle Paul used four Greek words in the one verse that can each be translated power. Four Greek words. You don't see them translated power in the verse, but there are four Greek words that mean power embedded in that verse. There is power, power, power everywhere, power. So you may say, Brian, what's all that power for? Why all this power? Strong in his concordance, he helps us. Because the main word of the four Greek words, the main one is the word dunamis. D-U-N-A-M-I-S. And dunamis, Strong tells us that dunamis, come on now, is power to achieve by applying God's inherent abilities. Power to achieve. Don't miss that part. Dunamis is power to achieve. It's not power to achieve because you are so smart or because you're so educated or because you have such great ideas. And that's where the devil is going to trip us up every time. Because, in life we are always coming to these crossroads where we have a decision to obey God or to follow our own ideas. And too often we have been following our own ideas. Perhaps I'm speaking to somebody like that. You just love your ideas. But listen, dunamis is power to achieve by applying God's inherent abilities. It's God's ability. And I can apply God's ability and I will achieve. You say, oh, I'm glad you're giving a real good sermon about how I can achieve success in life. But that's not what God wants. It's about, you see, it is real success. I'm not talking about worldly success. The success that God is talking about. God is able to give you, he has already provided all you need for a substantial, a satisfying, and a meaningful life. This power, God's power, enables us to achieve his perfect plan for us. I hope you get that. God's power enables us to achieve his perfect plan for us.
My friend, Jesus loves you so much that if you were the only person in the whole world, he would have died just for you. No matter what you have done, Jesus wants to save you. He wants to forgive you today. You say, Pastor Grant, what do I need to be saved? You simply need to trust the Lord Jesus, repent of your sin, and turn to him. You may pray a simple prayer like this. Dear God, I'm a sinner and need your forgiveness. Thank you that Jesus died for my sins. Please cleanse me from all my sin. I receive Jesus Christ into my heart as my personal Savior and Lord. Please help me to live for you from this day forward. Amen. And my friend, if you pray a simple prayer like that and mean it, God will hear you and he will answer your prayer and he will save you. I hope you'll do that right now.
Thanks for tuning in today. If you received Christ, or if this program was a blessing, it would be a great encouragement to hear from you. You may call us at 215-887-4750 or visit our website, livinggodsway.org. That's livinggodsway.org. And remember to ask for our daily devotional, The Word for You Today. We'd also invite your partnership in this life-changing ministry. Gifts can be made through our website or by writing to us at 610 East Mount Pleasant Avenue, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19119. The address again is 610 East Mount Pleasant Avenue, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19119. We invite you to join us for worship this Sunday at 10:45 a.m. It will certainly be a pleasure to meet you. Now, until next week, on behalf of Pastor Grant and our entire church family, this is Steve Washington reminding you that there's no better way to live than to live God's way.